Radio Prague News.
The Czech Republic has proposed that the Visegrad Group states jointly protect Hungary's stretch of Schengen's outer border. A grouping of Czech NGOs has called for a better approach to migrants, and Lower House deputies have approved a higher consumer tax on cigarettes and tobacco. The Czech Republic has proposed that the Visegrad Group states jointly protect Hungary's stretch of Schengen's outer border, Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka wrote on Twitter on Friday. According to the Czech Prime Minister, the interior ministers of the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary and Poland will meet to discuss the details on October 8th. According to Czech Interior Minister Milan Chovanec, the Czech Republic would be prepared to send over 100 soldiers and police officers as well as technology. Hungarian officials have also spoken about the possibility of joint protection of the country's southern border. As an EU buffer state, Hungary has been hard hit by the migrant crisis. The Lower House of Parliament has approved an amendment to the country's asylum law, tightening the conditions under which asylum can be granted. For instance, foreign nationals requesting asylum would have to get a health certificate ruling out infectious diseases, and the authorities would have the right to reject asylum if the applicant has been convicted of a serious crime or presents a security threat. Foreign nationals who commit serious crimes and are sentenced to more than 3 years in jail or repeat offenders can be stripped of their residence permits. On the other hand, the amendment will enable those who are granted asylum to start work after 6 months rather than waiting for a whole year. The bill received broad support across the political spectrum and will now go to the Senate for debate. A consortium of 18 Czech non-governmental organizations working with migrants has issued a document in which it outlines the basic principles the country should adhere to in dealing with immigrants. The principles relate to the country's asylum policy, social rights, education, work and other spheres. NGOs have repeatedly criticized the government for the country's treatment of migrants, particularly the fact that they're held captive in detention centers, including small children, and have their money and phones taken away from them. Critics say that migrants are viewed merely as a security threat and migrant-related issues are left to the Interior Ministry instead of meriting a comprehensive approach from various institutions. The Lower House of Parliament has approved a bill which would gradually raise consumer tax on cigarettes and tobacco products in the course of the next 3 years. The first hike would take place on January 1st of 2016 and increase the price of a packet of cigarettes by 3 to 4 crowns. The increase in state revenues would amount to 3.3 billion crowns in 2016 and 1.5 billion in the following 2 years. The bill will now go to the Senate. The Lower House of Parliament has approved an amendment to the law on the conditions of issuing IDs and certificates. The proposed changes would increase the price of an express biometric passport to 4,000 crowns, up from the present 1,500. Such a document would be ready within 6 days instead of a fortnight, and it would not have restricted validity. The basic cost of a biometric passport, which is issued within 30 days, would remain 600 crowns. People over 70 years of age would get IDs with a validity of 35 years instead of the present 10, to save them the bother of having to get them renewed. Czech actor Lubomír Lipský has died at the age of 92. The actor, who appeared in hundreds of film and theatre performances, died in hospital after a bout of pneumonia. Lipský co-founded the Prague Theatre of Satire and since 1996 was a member of the Divadlo ABC Theatre House. In film, he excelled as a comic actor. In 2005, he received the prestigious Thalia Award for lifelong contribution to theatre. In 2008, the František Filipovský Prize for Dubbing, and in 2013 he was inducted into the Hall of Fame and received a Medal of Merit from President Miloš Zeman. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be bright and sunny with day temperatures between 18 and 21 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.